From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
All right, who won the Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights tickets for the 744 pack? Twice today. It's been a first that somebody who was on hold hung up, who was caller 40, had to do a whole another round of 40. So, Eddie?
Yeah.
You were a lucky caller 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the tickets, bud.
All right.
Settle down, Eddie. Calm down. Jesus Christ.
Shot out of a cannon this morning.
I mean, lay off the cocaine.
Thank you.
All right, stay on hold, Eddie. We'll hook you up. We said happy Heidi and Frank Day. Yes, happy Heidi and Frank Day. It's the official day, the Heidi and Frank Day. They made it official a year ago down at the city council. What's the building called?
City Hall.
City Hall. Oh, how can I think of that? And, they officially made a decree of forever shall I be known as Heidi and Frank Day. We had a town crier and everything.
Hear ye, hear ye.
So, thank you. Hopefully you're celebrating appropriately. I'm celebrating with some whiskeys.
Nice.
Casey Ray Creations, who made a nice 25-year anniversary balloon, creation. If you ever have anything you want to celebrate, call Casey Ray Creations, and she can do you up right.
Look, it's Ray.
Never fails.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rabbit Hole Derringer she sent us. Dropped it off when she put the stuff in the studio. Finished in sherry cask, which was good. Then we had the Kentucky's Best whiskey, aged 4 years, distilled from Heartland Grains.
That was tasty, too.
And since I brought up Kentucky, and there's another Kentucky bourbon right here that we're going to try.
Oh.
It's, did you hear
sound.
That? Did you hear
God.
That?
Yeah. Oh, do you it again. The sound put it back too? In.
Hold, do you want me to put it back in?
Yeah. Oh, I got to hear it again.
Do you want me to stick it back in?
Stick it in. Put it back in.
All right. Let me pull it out.
Slowly.
Pull it out.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. All right. There's one shot.
Oh,
two shots.
Oh my god.
That one's full. I'll take that one.
Bonus.
Three shots. All right, let me pass these out to the boys in the studio. Heidi's not here today to celebrate.
It's all right.
I'm celebrating.
I'm celebrating.
She's celebrating at home.
Look at us there a year ago at City Hall, looking all
dressed up.
Now I'm realizing I should have cropped that picture.
Why? You look good, Heidi.
Johnny's over her
it's
shoulder.
It's me. Yeah. It's
oh,
me.
You mean over the shoulder?
No, it's not.
You're sure my hair was over your shoulder.
Otto's in the back.
Yeah, I should have cropped that.
Oh, yeah, I should have cropped that.
Yeah, what it was, what it was, whatever.
Yeah, that's all right. He has a frame for
it. Yeah, we could have left Johnny in it. all right, here we go. Here's to 25 years, and here's Happy Heidi and Frank Day.
Happy Heidi and Frank Day.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, baby. What do you guys think of that?
I recognize that one.
Small Batch Michter's Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
Happy birthday.
91.4 proof.
That one will put hair on your chest.
That's good stuff right there.
Oh, my God, it did.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Johnny,
look at all the hair
quickly.
On your chest.
About time.
It's happening so quickly.
Oh.
Mid-40s,
finally. Speaking of Kentucky, remember yesterday I told you the story about the Kentucky nurse? Have you ever heard anything so Kentucky as a headline as nurse in Kentucky saves drunk baby raccoon with CPR?
Yes, right, yes, of course.
And I said, I need to get her on the show and ask her about what the hell was happening. And I got her.
No way.
Yes, here she is. Hello, Misty Combs.
Oh, my God.
So this is the nurse who saved the drunk raccoon.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're good. So good. You're
awesome.
You're a celebrity as far as we're concerned. We're so excited to talk to you. So many questions.
We were just
I'm really excited to talk to you all, too.
Yes, you're live on the air in Los Angeles, California right now. We talked about this story yesterday. We saw it in the news. And a nurse in Kentucky performed CPR to save a drunk raccoon. And it's a baby raccoon. And it says it became drunk from eating fermented peaches and nearly drowned in a dumpster. So how did you and this baby drunk raccoon hook up?
So I came into work. I'm a nurse at the health department here in Letcher County, Kentucky. It's the city of Whitesburg. And some people said they had seen like a raccoon running around the parking lot. So I went out to the parking lot. I was like, well, let's go see what's happening with this raccoon. And there was a mama raccoon running around. And like she was making like a chitter chatter noise.
Yeah.
And I went out there, and the baby raccoon was making a chitter-chatter noise. So I went out there, and I was like, hey, you know, there's a baby raccoon in the dumpster. And I took a shovel, and I got a baby raccoon out, and it ran over to its mom. Well, we noticed there was another raccoon in the dumpster, but it was underwater. And I had another coworker with me, and she helped me get it out. And I leaned over into the dumpster, and I grabbed it by the tail, and I got it out. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, it's dead. You know, there's nothing we can do for it. And I was sort of like, not on my watch, you know.
It's right.
Not even there.
Where is she? Yes.
The mommy was there. And she was, like, watching from about 10 foot away. And she, like, sort of was acting like she wanted us to help it. And I was like, okay, let's help it. And I done the best I could, which, you know, I started doing some compressions on it. The best I could, I will admit, I do not know how to do raccoon CPR. So I was doing, like, very cautiously chest compressions on it. And it started, like, coming to. Like, it was like throwing up water, and it reeked of moonshine. So what, after we noticed, like, what? In the dumpster, there was, like, some fermented peaches. And those baby raccoons must have ate, like, the fermented peaches all night. And Otis, the one that we named Otis, he had ate those peaches, and he must have fell into the rainwater. He got, like, way too drunk, fell into the water, and he was drunk and drowned in that water, and I guess I saved him with the help of my coworkers. Well, you know, they helped me get him out.
This is the best story I've ever heard in my life.
You are a hero.
Seriously, Misty?
I mean, well, I appreciate it. You know, I was just doing my motherly and nursing instincts, okay?
Right.
Not on my watch.
That's right.
That's a shirt, Klaus. Not on my watch. Misty. Nurse Misty.
Yes. Hell yeah. Raccoon saver.
Now, you said you did compressions, and I know in CPR there's also, like, is there breaths? Did you go mouth to snout? How do you do that?
I did not do that. No.
Okay, no mouth to snout.
Did little fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I started doing the compressions, he did start coming to. Like, he threw up all kinds of water. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's working. So I just rode him over and was, like, beating on his back, trying to get the rest of the water up.
Just like you would a baby. Yeah, you're going to put them over on.
Yeah.
Him.
So now that he's awake and he's a wild animal, is he, like, is he appreciative? Is he... Was it cool after that?
No, he was so drunk that he slept the rest of the day.
That's like and Frank around here. I'll tell you what, after this show and about the 16 whiskeys.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need CPR more time.
Pat you on the back.
So I was like, we have to call the vet. And because I was afraid he would have pneumonia where he had so much water in his lungs. And the vet wouldn't see him without Fish and Wildlife bringing him in. So I called Fish and Wildlife, and they agreed to come and get him and take him to the vet. And the vet gave him fluids that day, and they let him sleep it off. And the Fish and Wildlife guy was so nice. He brought him back the next day, and he let me turn him loose. And the next day, he was all fuzzy and dry and warm, and he was in a great mood. You know, Otis, those fluids, you know,
perked
put him in
up.
A better mood.
Was his mom and siblings still around there when were they able to reunite? Do you know? the mama?
They were not. We did not see them the next day, but we had seen them several times before, and we knew they lived under that bridge. So I'm sure they
They'll
were around. But,
but when Misty got off work, she went down to the bar. She saw Otis sitting at the bar again. So she's like, you know, he
drinking
a
peach schnapps.
Drinking a peach schnapps. A peach daiquiri.
I mean,
the guy loves them.
It's possible.
You are a gem.
Yeah, you are the sweetest person I think I've ever talked to. Thank you so much for calling the show. You are an absolute hero. And
totally.
When you said that the mother and the other like little drunk raccoon had a little chitter chatter noises, can you give it? Can you give me an impression? Like, is that what the chitter chatter? What do you mean chitter chatter?
They would like make noises like. Like that.
All right,
like clicking. Like clicking each
clicking
other.
Noises.
She was obviously in distress trying to get your attention to say, help my baby. Somebody help me. I can't. I need.
Is this the first wild animal or any animal that you've saved like this? Or are you known, Misty, around Kentucky as being, you know, the woman who saves animals?
Well, I mean, I probably wasn't supposed to, but I have saved animals before. And my dad brought me a possum one time, little bit pink possum that he found on the side of the road, and I nursed it up until it was full grown, and I turned it loose in my parents' yard. So I have saved animals, you know, my whole life.
Is that the inspiration for becoming a nurse?
No, I mean, I've always cared for everything. All the little guys, whether they have fur or no fur, so.
Oh, Misty, you are my soul sister.
You're the
I love
absolute
this.
Best. Love you, Misty. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call the show.
Well, I appreciate you all having me.
Los Angeles loves you, Misty. We all do here. This is amazing.
Misty Combs, nurse, hero.
Yes,
raccoon saver. Furrier, no furry
at
all.
God.
She's there to save you. Thank you so much, Misty. You are the best.
Boy,
That felt like home,
oh my
Misty.
God, I know.
That voice, that accent, that felt like home.
Yeah, it's good talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was good talking to Dana White yesterday, too. Dana White was walking through the hallways here, so we grabbed him and pulled him in. We got the big fight coming up on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium out there in Las Vegas. It's a huge boxing match. It's Canelo Alvarez versus Terrence Crawford. I mean, Terrence is undefeated. Canelo's got like a 62-2 record. I mean, this is like to do a combined what's the title? Super middleweight title?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. This is like unified, undisputed, you know, and it's crazy. I think and Terrence is going up in weight class, you know, it's like to challenge himself. I mean, he's never been beaten. And so it's a huge weekend. And we saw Dana White walk through the hallways. So we pulled him in. So let's listen to that Dana White interview right now. Hey, it's the man, the myth, the legend. Dana White is here with us. I got a busy week ahead of you.
Yeah, I got two fights on the same night, one in Vegas and one in San Antonio.
So you're kind of like fighting yourself.
Yeah. It's so far so good. It's been incredibly successful. Both the Crawford Canelo fight is the third largest gate of all time so far. We're still selling tickets this week. Number one, Mayweather Pacquiao. Number two, Mayweather McGregor. And number three, this one. And then my fight in San Antonio for UFC Noche. Is the we broke the arena record for gate, and it's the number two biggest fight night in North America.
You're starting to get good at this.
It's all going well this week.
It really is. I mean, this is an amazing event. They say it's like, you know, once in a lifetime fight. Yep. Canelo and Crawford. You're not normally a stadium fight guy. You're an arena guy. So this is your first foray into a stadium fight.
Yeah. So my focus this week is, obviously, I can tell you, I can guarantee you, the television production will be incredible. So I can guarantee
that. And that's Netflix,
that.
And it's not. If you have a Netflix subscription, you can watch this fight.
Yeah, Netflix. If you have Netflix, the fight is free. And then, but my goal is for people who bought tickets. They're flying in from all over the country, all over the world. They got to stay in hotels. They spend a lot of money. I want to make sure that the live event inside the stadium. You walk out of that stadium going, I'm so glad I came to this event. That's my goal.
There's an electricity when it comes to seeing a live fight, especially with the Canelo Alvarez fan base of the Mexican fight fans coming up. It's like they will never let you down as far as the energy and the electricity they'll bring to us to a stadium. I remember I went to a fight probably over 20 years ago. It was Lennox Lewis and Vitaly Klitschko here at the Forum. But I mean, just being there in the room, you know, with all the fans and watching this fight, it's so much different than watching it on television. Yeah, it's going to be great to watch
it's
it on
so
TV,
true.
But to be able to go to Vegas and watch this fight.
So I'm always concerned every time I put up. First of all, the UFC basically goes every Saturday. So every Saturday night, I'm trying to get you to stay home, right? And you have your wife you got to take to dinner, your girlfriend. I compete with big movies that are coming out that weekend, possible NFL, college football games, whatever else would take your attention away on a Saturday night. So we try to match make the fights the best we can. And, you know, every time people turn their television off, I don't want them to say, damn, I wish I went out or did something else. So
right.
That's my goal every weekend.
About you, Dana, is that you are a very authentic guy. Your face, pretty much, you can read, like, your face is like whether you're disgusted with something, you're excited about something, and you always put together a good fight card. And so as far as, like, this fight goes, I'm very excited about the main event, but you always do the, if you know, you know. I mean, this card you put together, is there another fight on this card that you're looking forward to and that everybody else will be looking forward to.
So the beautiful thing about this thing, and obviously my first boxing match that I'm promoting, the first fight of the night, the first prelim. Now, in boxing, historically, everybody shows up for the main event and that's it. I'm telling everybody right now, the first prelim of the night all the way to the main event, the whole card is badass and stacked. I'm actually, I fly back tonight. I'm here in LA all day, and I fly back tonight for my Contender Series show that we do on ESPN. That's tonight. And then this week, I actually have a separate press conference just for the undercard. So we have the Canelo Crawford press conference, and I have a press conference just for the undercard. That's how badass these undercard fights are going to be.
And
so
the
whether you
bounced.
Go live or you tune into Netflix, start from the first fight of the night. And by the way, the other thing that I don't like about boxing is when a fight happens, and then they do a podcast in between. Then another fight happens, then there's another podcast in between. We're going to run just like UFC. We're going to, you know,
boom,
all
boom.
The talking is done, all the promotion is done, all the breaking down the fights and who's going to win, who's going to lose, it's all done. That night, we just get in there and we go.
You said Netflix.
You just see fight after fight after fight.
Netflix, 2:30 Pacific time is when the prelims start. You don't want to miss any of it. But go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets for, like I said, this once-in-a-lifetime fight between Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. Now, as far as like somebody who is more familiar with the older fight game, older boxing, whether
yep.
it be like in the 80s and 90s,
yes.
is there, I guess, a historical comparable fight to go, this fight is as big as that fight or bigger?
100%. I mean, when you think about the 70s and 80s, I mean, everybody fought everybody. Hagler fought Hearns. Hagler fought Leonard. Leonard fought Duran. I mean, when you think about it, they fought everybody. And this is one of those fights. I mean, if you look at Crawford, he's undefeated. He's in lower weight class. He could just stay where he is and fight safe fights for the rest of his career. No, he wants to fight Canelo. Canelo wants to fight him. They want to see who's the best of their generation. This is the type of stuff that fight fans love.
And that's the face I'm talking about. See Dana's face right there? He's so excited when he talks about this because this is one of those fights. And you should get tickets and go. If you've never been to a live fight event, this is the one to go to. Like I said, Ticketmaster.com. And it's this Saturday in Vegas. Gas up the van, get the boys, head out to Vegas. This is going to be at Allegiant Stadium. If you haven't even been there, that venue is awesome.
It is.
So,
it is.
So yeah, I'm excited about it. And you also, you have the UFC Noche this weekend in San Antonio.
Yep.
Same night. Split screen,
watch
on your phone.
Listen, tell me, everybody in this room and everybody listening right now on the radio has never done this. There's two good college games on, you watch both. There's two good NFL games, you watch both. Now, we're timing this thing out so you can watch the UFC on ESPN and then flip over to Netflix and watch the fight. And
okay.
Like most of you maniacs like me, you got two TVs and you watch them both at the same time.
11 million followers on Instagram, and he took the time to come in here to talk to the 27 people that listen to the Heidi and Frank show. You are a gentleman and a scholar. Love you, man. So proud of you. Like I said, you are an influence. I mean, I think I'm on the 10X supplements now, and I bought a Dodge Ram truck just because of you, buddy.
I love it.
I totally did. Dana White, ladies and gentlemen, you got a lot
Thank
to
you.
Get to, so head back to Vegas. We'll
Appreciate
see you soon.
It.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.